From what country is that ship?
You don't know? Fine, so much the better. At least its nationality will remain a secret to you. Go below.
The Canadian, Conseil, and I could only obey. Some 15 of the Nautilus's seamen surrounded their captain and stared with a feeling of implacable hate at the ship bearing down on them. You could feel the same spirit of vengeance enkindling their every soul. I went below just as another projectile scraped the Nautilus's hull, and I heard the captain exclaim, "Shoot, you demented vessel! Shower your futile shells! You won't escape the Nautilus's spur! But this isn't the place where you'll perish. I don't want your wreckage mingling with that of the Avenger." I repaired to my stateroom. The captain and his chief officer stayed on the platform. The propeller was set in motion. The Nautilus swiftly retreated, putting us outside the range of the vessel's shells. But the chase continued, and Captain Nemo was content to keep his distance. Near 4 o'clock in the afternoon, unable to control the impatience and uneasiness devouring me, I went back to the central companionway. The hatch was open. I ventured onto the platform. The captain was still strolling there, his steps agitated. He stared at the ship, which stayed to his leeward 5 or 6 miles off. He was circling it like a wild beast, drawing it eastward, letting it chase after him, yet he didn't attack. Was he, perhaps, still undecided?